because I'm still warm.
Destination unknown, double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night is heavy on its guilty mind. This far from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated.
Well, you got to listen to the whole song, people. Little glitch there with my Skype account. It is Saturday, 7 o'clock. It is September. What is today? The 26th, 2009, 7 o'clock out here, Pacific Standard Time. 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern. And I believe we're simulcasting on the JeffFerrisShow.com. And you can check that out at Jeff's website. You can also call into the program, 800-313-9443. And I want to go into a little bit. I'm going to cover, I don't know. We got the music coming up. And the break, and over the commercial break, I'm going to make a command decision and decide what we're going to talk about. See you on the other side of the commercial break. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host is Tenor Eric Schein. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back, Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm going to go into some of the things that I've talked about on a couple of videos. If you go to www.martiallaw911.com, martiallaw911.com, there's some videos up there. Probably the best one is on globalization on that website, at least. We've got all the other ones coming up soon on a new website that's being worked on as we speak called crossingtherubicon.org. And that is crossingtherubicon.org, crossingtherubicon.org. That new site, and, you know, my focus, especially as a naval officer, a constitutional federal maritime officer, we work on things called shipping articles, which were enacted in 1791 by the very same Congress that declared our independence and helped fight a Revolutionary War. Shipping articles were created by the Shipping Articles Act of 1791. They are articles of agreement. They are articles of agreement with the United States. They are akin to letters of marque that the kings and queens or royal families of Europe used to use for agents, for their own agents. The difference being that articles of agreement here in the United States were articles or agreements or contracts between the United States, all the people of the United States, as the true sovereigns, and no royal families or their heirs who would own and control the lands and properties and wealth and intellectual property and more of a kingdom or within a kingdom. Whereas in a republic, a system of self-governance, we all have a piece in on and own a portion of the republic, and that any and all benefits and any and all rights and responsibilities are owed to or owed by the people themselves, you and I and all other citizens as citizen sovereigns within a republic. This gets into so many different issues. The habit on immigration, you know, and they couch these debates very carefully. But when you look at immigration, and, you know, it's a sword that cuts both ways. The royals of Europe, if not the world, have been using immigration here in the United States and getting their people within the system and within the administrations, or those who will think and act like them, as good subjects. I just want to do a sound check. Manny, are you there? Manny. Dude. Okay, just checking, because I had a ring just there at the beginning of the show a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to make sure we hadn't dropped off. We're good to go, people. Every time a citizen of, like, say, or I'm sorry, a subject of Canada comes into the United States and takes a job, they're taking a job away from a citizen, a freeman, you know, supposedly, or literally, or free woman, you know, like, you can start getting into Mason and Freemason and more, and the difference between the two. But a freeman here in the United States, a true and individual sovereign in our own rights, you take a job away from an American citizen as a individual sovereign, and you give it to a subject of a foreign royal sovereign. And every time you do that, that is an attack upon the republic. That is an attack upon any and all the sovereigns here in the United States. To think that anyone here in the United States owns the jobs, you know, if they hire, they're doing it as a public trust. If they hire, especially more than 50 people, you know, even to the point where it's over 10 people, or, you know, even one person, they're doing it by license of authority of the people, the true sovereigns of the republic. And we are allowing them to do this. And at some point, we do not allow, and we do not, I think most people realize and understand the issues with outsourcing of jobs overseas. You've got individuals here in the United States, and I would say that every one of these individuals, whether they know it or not, declare it or not, believe it or not, or practicing it or not, are acting on the behalf of foreign royal, you know, kings and queens or royal families from member states of the United Kingdom, which would include basically the European Union now as a new form of the United Kingdom, where you have probably as many member states that are kingdoms, vice member states that are republics. And even if you look at Italy under Berlusconi and others, it much more resembles a kingdom or a fascist dictatorship, much like under Mussolini, than a true quote-unquote republic. And remember, it was Rome, Italy, that taught the world to an extent, and they did learn from the Athenians, the Greeks, the Trojans, and others. And but, you know, many of them were actually formed as city-states in the Roman Republic. And even the Roman Republic was initially a kingdom. And everything that we're battling with right now, and I'll give you a good example, after 9/11, the World Trade Center came down, you know, buildings 1, 2, 7, and basically the entire site thereafter. And lo and behold, who gets the elevator contract for the new Freedom Tower? That's now going to be called just World Trade Center 1, I believe. Gone back and forth and still not, you know, constructed. Going on 8 years later. They should be just finishing off, you know, the replacement, which goes to the strength of our nation. But the company and the individuals who control that company, who won the elevator contract for the new World Trade Center, is none other than Thyssen Krupp, Thyssen, and Krupp, Krupp. If you look into who these companies are, they're German weapons and warship manufacturers. They're German warmongers. They're German war makers. They are German fascist families. They are German corporatists. Krupp has been making cannons going back to the 1500s. These two families are now married to each other, and there is a Thyssen Krupp elevator, and I've even seen their trucks out here in the in California as well. But more importantly, Thyssen Krupp is married into the Habsburg family, which is German royalty. So under the premise or concept of quo bono, you know, who stands to profit, you look at who won the contract and what happened on 9/11, and then you go into, wait, World War One was started involving the Germans. Oh, geez. World War One involved German royalty, the Habsburgs, Thyssen Krupp Habsburg. The World War One was started because Duke Ferdinand and his wife Sophie, who were members of the House of Habsburg, were assassinated, and that caused everyone to go to war. And World War II was a continuation thereof, and this has been over disputes on, you know, on lands bordering the Rhineland or within the Rhineland, in that general region, farmland, you know, high value property that's been in dispute for, you know, literally hundreds, if not thousands of years back and forth. It involves that entire region that used to be known as Greater Germania, which was basically the United States of Europe in its day. That included, you know, the German federations, German republics, Liechtenstein, Switzerland, Austria, Bavaria, you know, Luxembourg and more. You throw in all these countries and what they used to be part of. The last 1,000 years of European, if not world history, has evolved around one thing and one thing only: German reunification or German unification. And World War One, which was continued in World War Two, World War Two was nothing but a continuation of World War One. The Cold War was a continuation of World War One, as passed on, and as the end result of not being settled in World War Two. And, you know, the Cold War split Germany in two, with Eastern Germany being controlled by the Soviets and Western Germany being controlled by the United States and the Allies. And at some point, rather than understanding the issues and how two major republics, regardless of their value as a true republic, were pitted against each other throughout the Cold War. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Your Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the Public Broadcasting Network. Your program In the Zone, host of Lieutenant Eric Schein. And please go check out, it's not done yet, we're still working on it, but it'll have a bunch of the transcripts up there and everything from Schein, or USA versus Schein, where the Coast Guard, the Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, a special branch of military that is not under the Pentagon, it's not under the Department of Defense, it's within the new Department of Defense and Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security was going to be called the Department of Homeland Defense, you know, versus Department of International Defense. They have split, and now we have a Department of Offense and a Department of Defense. We're actually worse off than we were before World War II, where we had a Department of War, which, you know, supposed to do one thing and one thing only, prosecute war. If you go to the Coast Guard's Wikipedia page and take a look at it and read it, it'll blow your mind. But on there they have, I'm trying to go to it right now, they have a section in there where they talk about the Coast Guard and the Navy coming out with a new program to where they're going to prosecute peace just as if they were prosecuting a war. And let me see. Hold on one sec. Pulled up the wrong Wikipedia Coast Guard site. And it's United States Coast Guard says U.S. Coast Guard or USCG redirects here. For Coast Guard in general, seek Coast Guard, but this is the United States Coast Guard. And in here, well, it gets into the role, search and rescue, National Response Center. Authority as an armed service and authority as a law enforcement agency. So the thing you have to be clear on is an armed service is not a branch of military. There are four basic branches of military. There's the two constitutionally formed branches of the military. Article 1, the military, West Point and more, comes under Article 1, was created under Article 1 so that Congress would control the purse strings and the manpower and more and provisioning for the military, and to separate those powers, the war-making powers and the military itself, and to be able to defend and or repel instantaneously against an invasion, Admiralty or the Navy and naval forces, the control of those were given over to Article 2, the executive branch, so that the president, who's on supposedly, except for George Herbert Walker or George W. Bush, who's on vacation more than, you know, I don't know, so that he who works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, who's on call 24 hours a day, can immediately repel an invasion and defend the country so that Congress may meet and convene and declare war, raise an army, raise the funds, and provision for the national defense. But if you go in here, it's under authority as an armed service. Let me finish real quick. Is the Marine Corps branched off of the Navy, which is Article 2, and is, you know, a constitutional branch of military. And the Air Force, which used to be the Army Air Corps, branched off of the Army. Those are the only four branches of the military. I'm a naval officer serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine as a graduate of Kings Point. The Coast Guard did not branch off of any of these. The Coast Guard was formed from the icebreaking service, the life-saving service, the revenue cutter marine that was supposed to impose itself upon foreign flag vessels and smugglers, you know, even American flag, smuggling things into the United States because they were basically there to enforce tariffs, which were taxes, fines, fees, regulatory fines or charges imposed upon importation of goods like tea and whiskey and more into the United States to protect our economy, to protect our nation, so that those nation states that were kingdoms under the control of a or several royal families could not, you know, enslave their own people and use that enslavement to take down our own economy, attack it, and use commerce, trade, and transportation to do so. The Coast Guard is not a legitimate branch of military, although they're claiming that they are. They come under supposedly, purportedly, allegedly, self-declaredly, Title 10, which is the Pentagon, Department of Defense. They cannot come under Title 10, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and not be under the Pentagon Department of Defense, because the Title 10 is the Department of Defense. But they are saying that they have fractured that, and rather than being under the Uniform Code of Military Justice when they are in and under the Department of Navy within the Department of Defense, they're saying they're under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, military law, now within and separate and apart from and within Homeland Security. And when we get back, I'll read you that little section from their Wikipedia page. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We got a couple callers. I want to hear from some people I haven't heard from in a while, but I'm going to take the callers that we have regardless of that, because I didn't mention that up front. And I think a couple of the callers we've heard from before, but it's been a while, so that's cool. But give me a minute. I'm reading from the Coast Guard's Wikipedia page. Authority as an armed service. The five uniformed services that make up the armed forces are defined in 10 U.S.C., subparagraph 10A, part 4. The term, quote-unquote, armed forces means the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard. The only time that the Coast Guard comes under Title 10 and under that definition is when they are under the Department of Navy, under the Department of Defense. The Coast Guard is further defined by 14 U.S.C. 14 U.S.C. is what created the Coast Guard. It's not 10 U.S.C. We had a Department of War. It was converted to a Department of Defense because of the international conventions at the time, making a war of aggression, and even to a point having a Department of War, unlawful, illegal internationally, something that Bush and crew have tried to undo. To convert our Department of Defense back into a Department of War and then create a Department of Defense out of Homeland Security so that we have a Department of Offense and a Department of Defense. You know, you can go to John Wooden all you want and other good coaches and say, you know, the best offense or best defense is a strong offense. Yeah, for football or for basketball, but at some point, you know, this is not football and this is not basketball. It's life, limb, and property. It's the Constitution and rule of law. And the dogs of war, or the hounds of war, and our defense forces are supposed to be held at bay, and they are never supposed to cross the Rubicon, the proverbial Rubicon, which is the river in northern Italy that it was made unlawful under the punishment of death for any military officer or personnel, any legionnaire, to cross the Rubicon in military attire, military dress, into the public commons, representing the military. And when Julius Caesar did that in, I think, 49, I want to say BC, you know, he passed the point of no return, because he passed it in uniform with his army to carry on a military coup d'etat of the Republic and place it under a military industrial complex, under the military. I'm reading again from authorities in armed force, Coast Guard. And the problem with the 14 USC is that it's been altered. The Coast Guard comes under the Administrative Procedure Act. When it's under 14 USC, its personnel are supposed to be civil service personnel and not military personnel. You can't be a police agency, federal or local, doesn't matter, federal or otherwise, and be a branch of military at the same time and involve yourself in civilian affairs. Yet, that is exactly what the Coast Guard is doing, and the Coast Guard at some point can either come under the Department of Navy, under the Department of Defense, under the Secretary of Defense, under the Cabinet, and, you know, eventually under the President as a civilian commander-in-chief who never puts on a uniform, and anytime he does, it would be a sure sign of a military dictatorship, as Bush had done when he, you know, flew out to the aircraft carrier with mission accomplished on it. But the Coast Guard, under the changes that have occurred, and under 14 USC, they're saying can be a branch of military acting directly for the President without going through the Joint Chiefs, without going through the chair of the Joint Chiefs, without going through the various secretaries of all of the different departments of the military, the Secretary of the Navy, Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Air Force. There is no Secretary of the Marine Corps. There is a staff member. The Commandant of the Marine Corps does sit on the Joint Chiefs, but he's, you know, basically still under the Navy. That is the tradition. The Air Force has broken more away from the Army and gained more independence, but not under the Secretary of Defense either. So you don't have any of these military and or civilian lines of demarcation and checks and balances before it even gets to the President. So you have the Coast Guard that is now and has been carrying on military tribunals under President Bush is still doing the same thing and carrying on. They haven't ended these proceedings. They're still underway, going on under President Obama. And this is being carried on under his authority, by his authority, to where he is continuing in the same practices that President Bush was responsible for. But this is the key I was trying to get to. On October 17th, 2007, the Coast Guard joined with the U.S. Navy and U.S. Marine Corps to adopt a new maritime strategy called a Cooperative Strategy for 21st Century Sea Power that, listen to this, this will blow your mind, that raised the notion of prevention of war to the same philosophical level as the conduct of war. So basically the prevention of war, you know, if you protest and you get out there with a sign, that could lead to war at some point, you know, you filing a grievance, philosophically speaking, and that defending the country against you, because that could escalate into civil war, can be conducted as if it were a war. That is insane, but that is exactly what they're saying. Let me read this again. On 17 October 2007, the Coast Guard joined with the U.S. Navy and U.S. Marine Corps to adopt a new maritime strategy called a Cooperative Strategy for the 21st Century Sea Power that raised the notion of prevention of war to the same philosophical level as the conduct of war. If that doesn't sound very Big Brother and very, you know, Aldous Huxley or Orwellian, I don't know what does. This new strategy charted a course for the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marine Corps to work collectively with each other and international partners to prevent regional crises, man-made or natural, from occurring or reacting quickly to, should one occur, to avoid negative impacts to the United States. During the launch of the new U.S. Maritime Strategy at the International Sea Power Symposium at the U.S. Naval War College, so the U.S. Naval War College is deciding how we conduct peace. 2007, Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Thad Allen said the new maritime strategy reinforced the time-honored missions the service carried out in the U.S. since 1790. No, it doesn't. And this guy is smoking crack. The Commandant is married to Pamela Hess III. She's related to the Hess oil dynasty. You have the Regulator, Admiral Allen, and you have a Commandant from a branch of military. It's like having the Commandant from the Marine Corps acting as a regulator over civilian affairs, and as a policeman, a branch of military, the head of a branch of military, acting as a policeman over civil affairs, and not just to citing and arresting and summoning people to a civilian court, but they're carrying on their own military tribunals in the federal fusion centers throughout the United States. Let me go to some callers real quick. Let me go to Sherry in Tennessee. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. Eric, are you familiar with Oath Keepers?
The what?
The Oath Keepers.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Right.
Okay. Can I give the 10 statutes that they are standing for?
Can you what?
Let me give you this one dossier. It says Oath Keepers is a nonpartisan association of currently serving military reserves, National Guards, peace officers, firefighters, and veterans who swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And I can't have a problem with that. I don't know. But I know Oath Keepers has been getting slammed in the media. And
Big time. In fact, I'm a member of Oath Keepers. And for me, my voice is the same size that I am. So you can only imagine. And I am only a citizen's advocate because I was never large enough to be a member of the military.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a member of the military because all military personnel are first and foremost citizens, members of a republic where we are the sovereigns. And I hate to use the term because it really doesn't apply, but we are the kings and queens. And I hate to use those terms because I despise kings and queens. I despise royal families. I despise the United Kingdom. I despise Britain and England and even, you know, all these other member states, which would be Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and more. I do not despise the people, the subjects of these countries, but I do despise the form of governance because it is a form of enslavement that has been around for thousands of years. And this form of enslavement, attachment, indentured servitude, hates republics because what it does, a republic makes you and I, no matter how big or how small, no matter how smart or how dumb, no matter how tall or how short, no matter how black or how white, does not matter race, gender, religion, or anything else, socioeconomic background, rich or poor, it makes all of us equal to the royal families of these kingdoms, and they cannot have that. They cannot stand that. They believe that they are blue bloods, members of some kind of a divine rite, a divine ritual, to where they can, through warfare, games, chicanery, tricks, lying, cheating, stealing, beating people up, killing them, stealing from them, that they can somehow reign supreme in their own right. And anyone who believes in a kingdom and anyone who acts to uphold what a kingdom is acting against their own best interest. And our founding fathers, I believe, let me finish with this one point. Tariffs are an important part of that. And I believe that our founding fathers knew and well understood, and you can find all kinds of faults with our founding fathers. They were born into a generation. They were born into a time that they did not control. They were born into a time that was there before them. I believe that they tried to set things on the right path. They, you know, compare what the United States was and what our founding fathers tried to create in their own right in that time period, and compare it to everything else around the world, and it's by far head over heels better than anything that was present in that day and time. But they set up a system for us as citizens, men and women, black and white, atheist, agnostic, Christian, Muslim, does not matter, to make our system better, to make it more representational of all of the people of our country, just like, you know, and a form of self-governance or a republic is not something new to this world. Socrates, through Plato, Socrates was more oral and Plato was more, you know, he wrote down a lot of things that were taught to him by his mentor, Socrates, in the book The Republic, spoke of what a republic is. Let me go back to Sherry real quick. We've got a bunch of callers, but, you know, I've talked to Sherry before, and Sherry's called in, and I really appreciate you calling in and mentioning about Oath Keepers. But Oath Keepers are getting a really bad, run. Even people like Randy Rhodes and a bunch of others, they're basically saying, oh, they're a bunch of teabaggers, and they're throwing up the word Constitution, and they don't know what it means, and they're saying that National Socialist and Socialist and Communist, et cetera, all these ists are all the same thing, and they really are. They're all collectivists. They're all centrists. They're all these forms of collectivism to where they believe that a strong central power should be in control that is far removed from the people so that they can use that system to rip us all off. Just like King George III did in his day, and he was German. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey, well, let me just read these off to you for our declaration of orders that we will not obey. Number one, we will not obey any order to disarm the American people. Two, we will not obey any order to conduct any warrantless searches of the American people on their homes, their vehicles, their papers, or effects with such warrantless house-to-house searches for weapons or persons. Three, we will not obey any order to detain any American citizens as an unlawful enemy combatant or to such subject to trial by military tribunals.
Four,
we will not obey any order.
Wait, Sherry, is there a website?
Yes.
If you
have to do is go to Oathkeepers.com.
Say it again.
Oath, O-A-T-H, Keepers, K-E-E-P-E-R-S, .com. And
okay,
you can find
finish.
It.
You're finishing it off.
There are seven more that I could get to. Mm.
No, go ahead real quick. That's why I was letting you.
Okay. We will not obey orders to impose martial laws on state or a state of emergency on states to enter with force into state without express consent, an invitation of state legislation, and by govern. Five, we will not obey orders to invade or subjugate any state that assesses its sovereignty and declares its national government to be in violation of the compact of which the state is empowered upon the Union. We will not obey any order to blockade American citizens in cities and turning them into a giant concentration camp. We will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention.
Let me cut you off because we're getting close to the end. I want to get to some other callers, but Sherry, and these are all listed on the Oath Keepers website, but a couple points real quick. People like Governor Perry of Texas are jumping on the bench. Governor Perry's not a good guy. I'm sorry. In my opinion, he's part of the, you know, royal elite. And, you know, people need to start realizing that's exactly what they are. They're royals and they're, you know, related to these royal families. But Governor Perry from Texas is jumping on the bandwagon as if he is a secessionist and, you know, using like these Oath Keeper type promises to help break up the Union, because that's what these guys want to an extent. Sherry, hold on. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Now, the thing I was trying to point out real quick was, you know, even like they're co-opting a lot of these grassroots movements, and people like Glenn Speck and Bill O'Reilly, you know, you can watch their program and you can tout their efforts and stuff, but these guys are fascist. You know, they're trying to incite civil unrest, and you know, they represent the corporations, which are colonial fingers of the royal empire of the United Kingdom, you know, and people need to realize if they're going to start making fun and co-opting the concepts like, you know, teabaggers, you know, come up with a way to turn it around back again on them and tell them, yeah, we're teabaggers and we're dipping it in the mouth of the queen. Excuse me for being vulgar, but, you know, this is about royalty. Everything that we're dealing with right now boils down to one thing and one thing only is the difference between living in a system of worldwide United Kingdoms, which is what they're trying to create, or living in a system of worldwide forms of self-governance, i.e. republics and similar systems, because republics are not the only, and there are hybrids. Ours is more of a republic or a democratic republic. It is a hybrid. After the first two presidents, the next four presidents who served two terms each were all members of the Democratic Republican Party. Both parties used to be one party. They have divided us and they have conquered us. And the Brits, the royal families, those from the UK like J.P. Morgan and his son J.P. Morgan Jr., who signed the Federal Reserve Act, are still at it. And I've come up against their heir apparents like Archie Morgan the IV, who was a, you know, direct descendant of J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan Jr. But let me go back to Sherry. We've got a ton of callers. I want to get to these callers. Sherry, you still there?
I'm still here.
Real quick, just
let me ask you this.
2 minutes.
Okay. What is the difference between a mother and a mommy?
I don't know. What's the difference between a mother and a mommy?
The difference between a mother and a mommy is proactive. A mother is reactive. Can I personally say from my stance where I sit in my chair right now as I speak to you, I'm a mommy. I am proactive. And I'm going to fight
as long as I possibly can
to defend my child, my children,
against this new world order.
Hello?
I'm asking you, get involved in what is going on. This is the biggest breach because this is getting around posse comitatus. This is
yes, it is most definitely.
Right, and but
look
this
at what
is
they
the
just
breach.
Did at the
this
G20
is,
summit.
This is the Trojan horse in the Coast Guard and what they're doing in Homeland Security and using the Coast Guard and this gray area that they've set up over time to allow the Coast Guard members to be trained under the Uniform Code of Military Justice so that when they're in the Department of Navy in a war under the Department of Defense, they know the codes of conduct that they come under and they are no longer a police agency and can no longer carry on any police authority or civil or civilian law enforcement, but they're doing it. You really need to go to the Wikipedia page. That's why I
called in to give you the concept to contact your contacts for the Oath Keepers, because otherwise I have no control, Eric.
Oh, you
I
can.
I don't know what
can
I
do,
can do.
You can do, get out, become informed on the issues, and talk to people. Tell them what's going on.
Right, but unless there's one enlisted reinforcement, one group, one organization that we can all enlist under, the Oath Keepers would be the first organization to go.
I think being a citizen of the United States of America is the first order. You know, I mean, we are all citizens and we all have an oath to the Constitution and the Republic, whether you're a military officer or personnel or not. We're going to break. Sherry, thanks for calling. Please call back next week. I love hearing from you. Thanks. And give that Oath Keepers again real quick, the website.
Oathkeepers.com.
Great.
With recent